Hope Not Hate deletes page listing slain Brexiteer Ann Widdicombe's dangerous opinions. By Kurt Zindulka on July 18, 2026. The radical leftist Hope Not Hate, HNH, group has deleted a section of its website detailing the supposedly offensive opinions of former Brexit Party politician Ann Widdicombe, who was allegedly murdered in her country home earlier this month. Following the killing of Ann Widdicombe, 78, a former Conservative government minister and member of European Parliament for Nigel Farage's Brexit Party, Hope Not Hate removed a publication in which it accused the Christian politician of expressing homophobic and sexist opinions, while listing numerous supposed offenses. The HNH post stated, despite remaking her image in recent years through her appearances on reality TV shows, Widdicombe has a long history of homophobic and sexist remarks that jar with Nigel Farage's claims that his party is intolerant of intolerance. Indeed, embracing the dangerous and divisive politics of her new vehicle, in the first Brexit Party speech in the European Parliament, Widdicombe made a risible comparison of Britain's departure from the EU to the emancipation of slaves. In a statement to The Telegraph, a spokesman for the leftist group said that it was a straightforward editorial decision to remove the Widdicombe section of their website, and that it was done as a mark of respect. The article was a factual account of her political record, party affiliations and public statements, and we stand by its accuracy. Its removal reflects no change in our approach. Scrutinizing the public records of politicians is a legitimate and essential part of journalism and of our work, and it will continue. Our thoughts are with Ann Widdicombe's family and friends, and we share the widespread shock at her death, the organization added. Despite initial insistence from police that there were no indications of a political motive, the alleged murderer of Widdicombe is now being investigated as a potential act of terror by counter-terrorism policing Southeast. It has also been reported that police sweeps of the current suspect's home contained far-left communist material. It comes as the recently installed government of Prime Minister Andy Burnham has tapped former Hope Not Hate Director of Campaigns and Communications Matthew McGregor as Downing Street's new head of political strategy. There have long been questions over the ties between the supposed charitable organization and the Labour Party, with prominent figures in the party previously campaigning for HNH. The far-left group is currently facing an electoral commission complaint from Reform UK leader Nigel Farage, who has accused the group of breaching charity rules by allegedly campaigning in the Makerfield by-election last month, which resulted in Burnham being made a Member of Parliament and therefore eligible to challenge ousted Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. In addition to using cancel culture tactics to dig up old social media posts by Reform UK's Army Reservist candidate, Hope Not Hate was also accused of handing out leaflets in favour of Labour and against Reform UK, which Farage claimed violated charity rules against engaging in party politics. While HNH has removed its section on Widdicombe, its website page dedicated to Nigel Farage remains active. The group accuses the Brexit leader of being a far-right politician with a long history of extreme, outlandish and xenophobic comments. Addressing the heated political climate, which he claimed contributed to Widdicombe's death, Mr. Farage said on Friday, "We've got to get back the idea that we fought world wars to be free to disagree but to respect the right of the other person to have a different opinion to us. And I want this taught in schools. I want it back in our culture." Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xindulka@breitbart.com.